In recent years, Samson Tug and Barge hasn't had much of a presence in Southeast. Vice President Corey Baggin says that's because the company moved operations west after the decline in the Southeast Alaska timber industry.
But to be real honest, the only time we were truly, truly profitable at Samson, I mean, where we could honestly say we're completely successful, was when my grandfather was a prohibition agent back in the days of Prohibition. I think we did really, really well hauling cargo back then. I've heard great stories.
Now Samson is expanding its operations because Alaska Marine Lines is purchasing Northland Services, AML's only competitor in the region. The deal brokered by the Alaska Attorney General's office requires that AML assist Samson to ensure competition in Southeast.
People have asked us where we're going to be in Southeast Alaska. We essentially are purchasing all of Northland's assets and taking over all of their facilities in Southeast Alaska. So we will be moving into their two facilities in Juneau. We will have an operation. It might be fairly limited, but we will have an operation in Petersburg.
The company will also move into facilities in Ketchikan, Craig, Wrangell, and Metlakatla. Baggins says that it already purchased thousands of pieces of new equipment as part of the expansion. She stresses that Samson will operate all of its own equipment and is very familiar with handling large volumes of equipment. Although the Attorney General tasked AML to assist Samson with its expansion, Baggins says her company mainly worked with Northland's regional managers. Samson has already hired a few Northland employees. Baggins' goal is to hire all the Northland employees in Southeast.
We are so fortunate. Here in Sitka, we're going to be taking on a couple new employees. We'll be taking on new employees all over Southeast Alaska. We've already brought on 7 employees in Seattle. Some of you might be familiar with Dalen McDonald. He ran the Northland warehouse and the Jor warehouse before him for the last 23 years. He has agreed to come on board and setting up that warehouse. And he brought along with him his top 4 warehouse staffs.
Baggin plans to hire 40 people, maybe more, but that will depend on competition with Alaska Marine Lines for cargo. A Seattle warehouse will open on November 1st in preparation for the first Southeast sailing on November 8th. More than anything, Baggin is determined to maintain a presence in Southeast Alaska.
So we're really excited to kind of dig our heels in and say, no, we're not moving our finance office, our accounting office to Seattle. We are going to be here in Sitka, and we're going to be running this company right here from our hometown.
In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.